Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Sarah Moskowitz is the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. Sarah, I had read that ComEd monthly bills jumped about 11% in June. Another 2% increase is expected next June. But most of the headlines this week were saying that the dramatic increase is going to come over the course of the next 5 years. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, unless things change, we are in for some hurt when it comes to our power bills. Unless something is done to rein in this unchecked data center growth, only allowing for growth to happen in ways that don't affect the rest of us customers, we could be facing escalating power bills to the tune of like $70 a month in a number of years. Now, that's a worst case scenario, but I think it really underlines the urgency of the problem.
So $70 a month for electricity, because that seems not bad to me.
That's in addition to what we're paying now.
Okay. Yeah, that's now you've got my attention. I thought if I only had a bill that was $70, that would be nice. And so Pritzker signed a major clean energy and climate bill into law in 2021, and that was a goal to eliminate all coal and natural gas sources of power by 2050. Is that going to be threatened if the price goes up and we have no other options?
Well, I think that is what the state needs to examine now. I think that law passed back before we foresaw any kind of issue related to the electricity demand related to data centers. So, you know, we were assuming in a continuation of flat demand for electricity of the sort we've been enjoying for the past couple of decades. And now we're seeing this load growth. That's the jargony term for it. The state did pass an energy bill a couple of months ago down in Springfield that will help give us some power at the state level, no pun intended, to push back against these kind of regional and federal trends in the form of allowing the state to do things like procure large-scale battery storage and set up programs whereby folks can participate in virtual power plants. The idea behind these kinds of programs is to kind of shave the amount of electricity that we all need at peak times, because that's the issue. We have enough power generation to meet typical days. It's those few hours every year when everyone's running their air conditioning all at once is generally what we're worried about. So, you know, there was an analysis that was released earlier this week that sounded some alarms around what we will have to do here in our state. And so then the next step is for regulators to actually parse that out and figure out what needs to be done.
Right, because we have enough for us, you know, except during those peak moments. But these AI data centers are going up fast and furious. Aurora put a six-month moratorium on them, and I think they already have five, or were looking at five, and they are literally popping up everywhere, sometimes literally plowing neighborhoods down, like in Elk Grove Village. Just neighborhoods are disappearing and they're putting up these big AI data centers. Can you explain to all of us again why those data centers take up so much power and why they aren't responsible for creating their own power?
Well, the second part of your question is a good question. We think that they should be required to bring their own power so that they're not competing with residential customers like you and me for this finite amount of power generation that's online. But these data centers, they're large facilities. They house networked computers that are used for storing and processing and distributing data, and they just use an immense amount of power. We're hearing of data centers asking to be connected to the system that would use the same amount of electricity as a city. And so we've never seen growth of that sort. And it's really, I think our regulatory system was not really built to deal with this kind of really fast growth all at once. And I think that the signals that were set up to encourage the development of new generation aren't happening fast enough for that generation to get online to meet that need. And so then that feeds into this supply-demand imbalance that in turn causes these elevated prices of the sort that we're now seeing in Illinois.
And not only are they sucking up electricity, but they're sucking up water. How are other states dealing with it?
I think all the others, nobody has figured it out yet. I think all the states are kind of looking at each other. We've seen some promising agreements between specific hyperscaler, those are the big data centers, hyperscaler developers, entering into arrangements with utilities or with states to ensure that they are actually bringing new electricity generation online so that they're not digging into existing electricity generation. And we're seeing promising arrangements like that happening on like a case-by-case basis, but we haven't seen real kind of broad policy approaches that can be applied across the board, because this is a relatively new issue, and I think a lot of us were caught off guard. Up until very recently, communities have been rolling out the red carpet for data centers to come into the community. I mean, they're with tax incentives and what have you, because, you know, then the data centers themselves pay taxes into the community. But now we're starting to see how they have repercussions outside of just local infrastructure, but on broad regional electricity markets.
Yeah, and I think most people would say they can pay for their own electricity. It should not impact our bill.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about some of the wealthiest corporations on the planet. They're not hurting for money. It's just a matter of figuring out how to actually hold them accountable.
All right, we're going to put that ball in your court. Not that you don't already have enough to do it, Cub, but we appreciate your work, Sarah.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Sarah Moskowitz, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board.